You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization has repeated its warnings that the world is creating the toxic conditions for new COVID-19 variants like Omicron to emerge and then spread around the globe. The WHO says the combination of low global vaccination coverage mixed with very low testing to track the virus makes for a fertile breeding ground. This comes as the United Nations Health Agency agreed to launch negotiations on an international pact to prevent and control future pandemics. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there is still much to do, but it is a good start.
The adoption of this decision is cause for celebration and cause for hope that we all need. Of course, there is still a long road ahead. There are still differences of opinion about what a new accord could or should contain. But you have proven to each other and the world that differences can be overcome and common ground can be found.
The agreement is expected to be ready in May of 2024, covering pandemic prevention issues from data sharing and genome sequencing of emerging viruses to equitable distribution of vaccines and drugs derived from research. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says travel restrictions imposed over COVID-19 that isolate any one country or region are unfair and ineffective.
The people of Africa cannot be blamed for the immorally low level of vaccinations available to them, nor should they be collectively punished for identifying and sharing crucial science and health information with the world. With a virus that is truly borderless, travel restrictions that isolate any one country or region are not only deeply unfair and punitive, they are ineffective.
He says the world has the tools to reduce the risk of transmission while allowing for travel and economic engagement.
What is unacceptable is to have one part of the world that is one of the most vulnerable parts of the world economy condemned to a lockout when they were the ones that revealed the existence of a new variant that, by the way, already existed in other parts of the world, including in Europe, as we know. So this is a very strong appeal that I launch, appeal to common sense. We have the instruments to have safe travel. Let's use those instruments to avoid this kind of, allow me to say, travel apartheid.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa echoes the call.
We are standing united against the imposition of arbitrary and discriminatory restrictions that are not only unscientific, but counterproductive in the long run. Indeed, the leaders of Cote d'Ivoire, where we are traveling to later today, as well as the leaders of Ghana and Senegal, have also expressed their dissatisfaction with the travel ban against South Africa and our sister countries in Southern Africa. This is a global pandemic, and overcoming it requires that we collaborate and work together as a collective.
Omicron was first identified in Southern Africa, and many countries, including the United States and Britain, have announced travel curbs and other restrictions on the region. This comes as a person in San Francisco, California, who had been vaccinated against COVID-19, became the first in the US to have an identified case of the Omicron variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the person was vaccinated but had not received a booster shot and was experiencing mild symptoms.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd and tested positive on November the 29th. The individual is self-quarantining and all close contacts have been contacted and all close contacts thus far have tested negative. The individual was fully vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms, which are improving at this point.
To Lebanon, which has declared a nighttime curfew for the unvaccinated ahead of and during the holiday seasons. Its health minister says it's a measure to stem a recent rise in coronavirus infections and a precaution against the new variant. He called on those in Lebanon who have not yet been vaccinated to do so in anticipation of Omicron arriving within its borders. Lebanon has not recorded any cases of the new variant, but the small country, which is enduring a severe financial crisis, is concerned its healthcare system won't be able to handle a new surge of infections. It has witnessed a 34% increase in recorded infections in the past week, with an average of over 1,000 infections daily. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.